From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Here's the news read by Steve. First, the headlines. Indonesian president calls on youngsters to apply Pancasila's values. Indonesia's G20 presidency, symbol of global acknowledgement of its role. Now, the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has called on the youngsters to implement the Pancasila's values at the commemoration of the birth of Pancasila at Pancasila Square and the district East Nusa Tenggara. As reported by Antara, President noted in his address at the Pancasila Square on Wednesday that, from NDCT, he called on all Indonesian people everywhere to jointly involve and actualize the noble values of Pancasila in the life of the society, nation, and state. He also stated that Pancasila not only unites the community, but also becomes a guiding beacon when the nation faces problems. This has been proven several times in the course of the life of the nation and the state when people practice the value of Pancasila as a moral basis. Coordinating Economic Affairs Minister Secretary Susi Wiono affirmed that the G20 presidency entrusted to Indonesia in 2022 symbolizes acknowledgement of its strategic role in representing Southeast Asia in terms of the global economy and financial architecture. As reported by Antara, Susi Wiono noted in an official statement on Wednesday that, through the G20 presidency, Indonesia is also expected to encourage improvement of the quality of human resources and the quantity of the new workers, particularly in the tourism sector, regional revitalization and promotion of the tourism sector, opportunities for cooperation to achieve the sustainable development goals, as well as exposure to the potential and economy of micro, small, and medium enterprises. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing is expecting the new revitalized Situ Bagendit or Lake Bagendit tourism area in Garut, West Java to become a new tourism icon that promotes local economic growth. In a statement received by Antara on Wednesday, the Minister of the Public Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, said that his site completed the Situ Bagendit revitalization with a budget of 87.73 billion rupiah. He further said that for the tourism, infrastructure, amenities, and new event must be improved, including massive promotions. According to his statement, the tourism area's revitalization is carried out by the ministry through the West Java Regional Settlement Infrastructure Center of the Directorate General of the Human Settlements. The revamp was a follow-up of President Joko Widodo's visit to Garut District on April 26, 2019. The Ministry of Religious Affairs has dispatched as many as 325 Hajj pilgrimage officers who are members of the 2022 Hajj Organizing Committee to Saudi Arabia. On Wednesday, 325 officers departed, They comprise 206 officers from the Ministry of Religious Affairs and related agencies and 119 officers from the Ministry of Health. This was said by the Director General of Hajj and Umrah at the Ministry of Religious Affairs, Hilman Latif, in a written statement received by Antara on Wednesday. He also remarked that the officers were dispatched to provide services to Indonesian Hajj pilgrims during the pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. The World Health Organization lamented on Wednesday that it had no access to data about North Korea's COVID-19 outbreak, but assumed the crisis was deepening, contrary to the Pyongyang's reports of progress. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, North Korea, which announced its first ever coronavirus cases on May the 12th, said last week its COVID-19 outbreak had been brought under control, with state media reporting falling case loads. But the WHO Emergencies Director Michael Ryan questioned that claim. The World Health Organization assumed that the situation is getting worse and not better, acknowledging though that the secretive totalitarian state had provided only very limited information. The administration of President Joe Biden on Wednesday revoked a series of restrictions on flights to Cuba imposed by his predecessors, including ending a prohibition on U.S. airline flights to Cuban airports other than Havana. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the U.S. Transportation Department issued the order at the request of Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who said the action was in support of the Cuban people and in the foreign policy interests of the United States. The White House last month had signaled the planned move as part of the broader revision of the policy toward Cuba. The flight restrictions have been lifted effective immediately. China's Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi has been on a marathon tour across the Pacific Islands. His visit was a sign of Beijing's willingness to close a sweeping trade and security deal with 10 countries in the region. As reported by BBC.com, the ambitious deal, which covered a wide range of issues from cybersecurity to a Chinese-funded policy training academy and setting up more Chinese cultural links across the Pacific nations, was meant to tie the region much closer to Beijing. But it was revealed this week that the deal has been shelved after many of the countries declined to sign, expressing concerns over certain aspects of the agreement. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesia and Colombia strengthen cooperation in various fields. Listeners, Indonesia and Colombia are committed to increasing cooperation in various fields, including politics, economy, education, and police. This was agreed at the second political consultation forum between the government of Indonesia and the government of Colombia, which took place in Bogota, Colombia last Tuesday. During the meeting, a number of strategic issues were discussed in the first political consultation. At this second meeting, the discussion was further confirmed as a commitment to increase cooperation in the fields of political, economic, social, cultural, agricultural, and educational fields, including the police, in particular in tackling the circulation and trafficking of narcotics. Both sides also agreed to further strengthen cooperation in the field of sustainable palm oil. Indonesia and Colombia are palm oil producing countries. Head of the delegations of the two countries exchanged the text of Memorandum of Understanding for cooperation in the fields of drug control between the Food and Drug Administration, INVIMA, Colombia, as an umbrella for cooperation in the health sectors. Relations between Indonesia and Colombia entered a new phase with the launch of Indonesia's cooperation program with Latin American and Caribbean countries in 2019. Colombia, which is one of Indonesia's important partners in the Latin American region, has shown an increasing threat figure, which was 174.06% in 2021, with a surplus for Indonesia. After the bilateral meeting, the Vice President of Colombia, who also served as Minister of Foreign Affairs, Marta Lucia Ramirez, met the Indonesian delegation. He expressed his pleasure for the current relationship between Indonesia and Colombia, which is showing at an important stage and needs to be encouraged because both countries have important roles in the area. During the meeting, the Indonesian delegation was led by Director General for America and Europe at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ambassador Ngurah Swajaya, while the Colombian delegation was led by Acting Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Colombia, Ambassador Carlos Arturo Morales. That's Diplomatic
Listener, we begin today in history with an event on June 2, 1946, when Italian Institutional Referendum 1946 was held. Institutional Referendum was a referendum held in Italy on 2 June 1946 and was an important event in Italy's modern history. Until 1946, Italy was a kingdom ruled by the House of Savoy. However, the Prime Minister of Italy, Benito Mussolini, imposed a system of fascism and dragged Italy into World War II along with the Nazis, Germany. This referendum was held after Italy's defeat in the war. Most of the voters in this referendum wanted a republican system so that Italian Republic was founded in 1946. Let's move on to an event on 2 June 1953 when Elizabeth II was crowned Queen of England. Queen Elizabeth II is the longest reigning head of state to date. She ascended the throne on June 2, 1953, at the age of 25. Elizabeth II's coronation ceremony was held at Westminster Abbey, London, marked by the reading of the oath before the guests, state guests, and leaders of the Commonwealth of Nations. Elizabeth II succeeded her father, King George VI, who passed away on 6 February 1952 to become head of state of Great Britain and the Commonwealth of Nations. We end today's history with an event on 2nd June 1967 when Benno Ohnesorg was killed in a demonstration against the arrival of Shah Iran in West Berlin. Benno Ohnesorg was a German student who took part in a demonstration in Berlin on June 2, 1967 against the visit of the Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, to Germany. During the demonstration, he was killed by a police officer. His death inspired the founding of the radical group June 2 movement. A memorial to Ohnesorg's death was erected in Berlin. In his hometown of Hanover, his name is immortalized on a bridge across the Ilme River as his honor. Well, listener, that was Student History read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda, waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda tiangkaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh,
kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang.
Untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manis.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Y20 Forum, a dialogue platform for G20 member countries' youth, is expected to contribute to a safe, inclusive, sustainable, and inhabitable environment restoration. Because the youth's potential is so great. In the world, there are 1.8 billion people at the age of 10 to 24 years. Meanwhile, 65 million people, or 28% of the total Indonesian population, are in the age category. Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya Bakar, as quoted from Indonesia.go.id on Tuesday, said, "The Indonesian young generation can play an active role in reducing greenhouse gas emission and strengthening the climate resilience through active participation in the climate change control agenda." Minister Siti Nurbaya further said that the young generation is the deciding factor in preventing the global temperature rise. Indonesia, as the G20 Presidency 2022, urged all G20 members to lead by example, especially in controlling climate change. The agenda is related to post-pandemic global recovery. Meanwhile, co-chair Y20 Indonesia 2022 Indra Dwi Prasetyo affirmed the importance of acting immediately to save the Earth. According to Indra, humanity's way of life must change from excessive resources use, waste production, and a linear economy. Meanwhile, acting Secretary of the Youth and Sport Ministry Johnny Mardizal added, "The sustainable and inhabitable planet issue must be a concern among the young generations. Therefore, a further discussions and concrete solutions are necessary, especially for the young generation."
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
From you. ada waktu bisa kembali. Tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri hadapi seadanya. Coba berpikir dan pahami.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
The Balinese neckcloth was used as a special souvenir for the 2022 Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction's GPDRR delegation. GPDRR is the largest multi-stakeholder meeting managed by the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction's UNDRR. The event was attended by about 6,000 participants from 138 countries. This fabric innovation, as a gift from GPDRR, comes in the form of a Balinese gale bag and mask. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno hopes that through the GPDRR event, Bali's undead cloth can go global and be promoted widely. Undead is a traditional Balinese woven cloth that has been used since ancient times. It comes from the word gendekan or ngendek, which means silent or fixed or does not change its color. The shape of the index cloth consists of a sarong, a long cloth, and a scarf. Index sarongs are usually worn by men. Meanwhile, the long cloth is worn by women. Index cloth has a characteristic through the patterns, motifs, and colors which are used. Each symbol in the index cloth is full of its own meaning. This cloth is widely used in traditional and religious ceremonies in Bali. Certain motifs can only be used by kings or nobles. Some motifs from index cloth, which are considered sacred, can only be used in religious events, such as patra and incak saji motifs. This motif shows respect for the creator. Motifs originating from nature, such as flora and fauna, are usually used in social activities and daily activities. There are also motifs that come from Balinese mythological puppet characters. Balinese people produce index cloth with looms instead of machines. Index fabric craftsmen can be found in the Karangasem, Klungkung, Buleleng, and Jembrana areas. Since February 2021, Balinese people have worn cloth made from index or traditional woven fabrics every Tuesday. The regulation was inaugurated by Governor of Bali, Iwayan Koster, to protect and preserve weaving as the creative cultural heritage of the Balinese people.
Saat ku tatap ke dalam mata,
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, the Directorate General of Sea Transportation at the Ministry of Transportation continues to support technology-based and digital innovation in the service sector in order to keep pace with the increasingly rapid development and implementation of the hospitable spirit. This innovation is the Navigation in Digital World, or NADI World program, which was officially launched on last Tuesday. The hospitable spirit is the result of shared thoughts formulated by the ambassadors of public service in the Directorate General of Sea Transportation, which has the meaning of spirit that serves heartily, friendly, and warmly through the consistent application of smiles, greetings, politeness, and courtesy. This program aims to ensure that all ranks of the Directorate General of Sea Transportation, both at the head office and in all task implementing units in the regions, can continue to improve excellent public services as a concrete manifestation of meeting the targets of the bureaucratic reform. Therefore, according to Director of Navigation Hanky Angkasawan, NADI World is created in line with the spirit of hospitable spirit and government policies in responding to digital technology developments and globalization developments, and continues to improve in the implementation of public services and functions. NADI World, which was initiated by the Tanjung Priok Class 1 Navigation District, is one of the innovations in the navigation sector, which aims to oversee shipping safety and security as well as protect the maritime environment. NADI World can also facilitate the implementation of reporting, monitoring performance and speed of response in the implementation of shipping navigation assistance facilities and shipping telecommunication services, especially those that have implication for non-tax state revenue. This service improvement will continue to roll. The development and improvement of the system is carried out consistently in line with developments and service needs. Meanwhile, the head of the Tanjung Priok Class 1 Navigation District, Raymond Sianturi, emphasized that this innovation is the result of the vision which has permitted the Urat Nadi of the Tanjung Priok Class 1 Navigation District and its entire staff, who jointly continue to improve the variety and quality of public services through the use of digital technology. These efforts are all carried out for the community, especially the maritime community and the shipping world. According to Raymond, the maximal benefit from the system and services provided by the government through the Class 1 Navigation District Tanjung Priok can only be achieved with a shared commitment. That's Ms. Seleni.
terjalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta. Menjadi teman baikku, memudikan bahagia, ataupun tempat berlindung bersama air mata.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom besmetting, overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Forhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today we'll play you a song by Fonny Sumlang entitled Ratu Sejagat or Queen of the Universe. Fonny Sumlang has been known since 1986 via the single Ratu Sejagat. The song is about a woman's joy who becomes the queen of the universe or the center of attention of many people. Unfortunately, that is just a dream. The popularity of the song made Fonny Sumlang release the song again with some new arrangement in 2013. The new version of Ratu Sejagat was included in her ninth title, Kekuatan Cinta or The Power of Love. In the album making, Fonny collaborated with the musicians and arranger John Will. The new Ratu Sejagat contains reggae and shuffle, so it is relatable to young generation. Listener, here is the original Ratu Sejagat released in 1986 by Fonny Sumlang.
Rasa deg-degan di hatiku saat ku tatap paras wajahku di cermin. Pipi merah, bibirku merah, mereka menantang setiap pandangan. Ku poles lagi alis mataku, hidung, telinga, jidat, tangan sampai betis. Oh betapa cantiknya wajahku malam ini, pasti ku terpilih jadi ratu. Aku berbisi dalam hati, mungkinkah ini kan terjadi sesungguhnya. Ku langkahkan kaki menyusuri panggung pemilihan ratu sejagat. Putar ke kiri, balik ke kanan, senyum sana, senyum sini, ikut irama. Oh semua tepuk tangan seiring ku berlalu, sampai menghilang di balik layar. Aku pun bersorak, lompat ke girangan, tapi ku terjatuh dari kursi. Malam
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
terjadi, walau bukan milikku, namun kau selalu ku rindu. Hatiku kan membara, demi karena asmara, ku ingin kau lupakan tali janji bersamanya. Oh kasih, tak dapatkah kau lihat di...
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.